This is the Aviat Merli of the 8th of June 2025. Original date, the 15th of November 2005. Be loving with a true heart to the father and the family, and promise to become free from labouring and take the benefit of that promise. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his elevated children everywhere, those who have a right to self-sovereignty and are stable in their stage of self-respect. The respect that the father has given the children is even higher than that of himself. He has liberated every child from falling at his feet and has made them the crown on his head. He has always called himself the servant of the lovely children. He gave the respect of such a great authority to the children. So, does each of you consider yourself to have such self-respect? What is the special qualification of someone who is stable in their self-respect? To the extent that someone has self-respect, he will accordingly also give respect to everyone. To the extent that that someone has respect, to that extent he will be humble and also be loved by everyone and be loving to all. Serva Carpiari implies being loving to all and being loved by all. The sign of someone who has self-respect is that he would love the Father and also love everyone. He would not have love for a limited number, but would have love for the unlimited. The Father is loved by everyone. Whether someone is 1 month old or an original jewel, each one believes I am Baba's and Baba is mine. This elevated self-respect is a sign of being loved by everyone. Because such children are the ones who follow the Father. Look, from little children to the elderly, mature children, the Father has given respect to all ages. To the youth, he has given the respect of seeing them as world benefactors, from being those who were destructive. He has made them great. The householders living in a family, he has made even higher than the great souls and the great Jagadgurus, the sages. Although they live at home, he has made them into those who oblige great souls, those who have an attitude of staying beyond, bow down. He has reminded the Kumaris of the respect of the form of the Shiv Shaktis and has made them that. He has given the older, mature, experienced children the respect of being equal to Father Brahma. Similarly, the children who are stable in their self-respect will see every soul with such respect. They will not look at them in that way, but will have a relationship or a connection with them in that way. Self-respect, Swaman, finishes body consciousness, Dei Abhiman. Where there is self-respect, there won't be arrogance of the body. A very easy way to finish body consciousness is to stay constantly in your self-respect. Always look at each one with respect. Whether someone is part of the infantry, or even in the last number in the rosary of 16,000, according to the drama, even the last number has received one speciality or another from the Father. Someone who has self-respect would give respect to others on seeing their speciality. The speciality of each one would be merged in his vision, attitude, and actions. Anyone who belongs to the Father is a special soul, even if he is number-wise. Compared to the souls of the world, he is one out of multi-millions. Do all of you consider yourselves to be special souls in this way? You have to remain stable in your self-respect. Not in body consciousness, but self-respect. Why does the Father have love for every child? It is because the Father knows that each child has recognized him and belongs to him. Even if they have come into this gathering for the first time, nevertheless, the child has said, "Baba," and so he is worthy of receiving the Father's love. Bapdada has the most love of all for the children from everywhere. Follow the Father in the same way. There isn't a single one who is not loved. Each one is loved. Look, any child who says, "My Baba," what brings this consciousness of mine? It is love. All of you are sitting here. You feel that it is love that has made you belong to the Father. The Father's love is a magnet. With the magnet of love, you came to belong to the Father. Love from the heart, not love just in words. Love from the heart is the foundation of this Brahmin life. Why do you come to meet Baba? It is the love that has brought you here, is it not? All of you who have come here and are sitting here, why have you come? It was love that pulled you, was it not? How much love do you have? Is it 100% or is it less? Those of you who think that you have 100% love, raise your hands. 100% in your love. It isn't even slightly less, is it? Acha. So do you have just as much love amongst yourselves within the Brahmin family? Should Baba ask you to raise your hands for this? There is a percentage in this. Just as the Father has love for everyone, in the same way, you children also have love for everyone and are loved by all. Do not look at the weaknesses of others. If someone is influenced by a sanskar, who is it that you have to follow? Those who are influenced? You are those who give the mantra that disciplines the mind, the mantra that liberates them from influence. You are those who liberate them, are you not? Or are you those who look at others? Or is it that you can see their weaknesses? What would you do if you saw something bad? Would you continue to look at it, or would you step away? Bapdada has seen that those who have love in their hearts, those who have love for the Father in their hearts, would definitely be loved by everyone. Love in the heart is a very easy way to become complete and perfect. No matter how knowledgeable some are, if they don't have love in their hearts, they would not have an enjoyable Brahmin life. it would be a dry, tasteless life. On the path of this knowledge, if there is knowledge without love, then questions arise in this knowledge. Why? What? However, if there is love with this knowledge, then that person would remain constantly absorbed in love. Someone who has love does not have to make effort to remember the one he loves. If someone is just knowledgeable but doesn't have love, then he has to labour. That one eats the fruit of labouring, and this one eats the fruit of love. This knowledge is the seed, and love is the water. If the seed doesn't receive the water of love, the fruit cannot emerge. Today, Bapdada was checking the love for the father and for everyone else in the hearts of all the children. So, what do all of you consider yourselves to be? Are you loving? Are you? Those of you who think that your hearts are loving, raise your hands. Are you loving to everyone? Loving to everyone? Acha. You have love in your heart for the Father. Are you also loving to everyone else? To everyone? Does each one of you think, this one is my brother or sister? Does each one of you think, this one belongs to me? Do you believe that? Or do only some of you believe that? Just as all of you raise your hands for having love for the Father, that yes, you are loving to the Father, in the same way, would you raise your hand for everyone else? That yes, you have love for all. Will you receive this certificate? Bapdada has told you earlier too that you mustn't receive a certificate from just the father, that you also have to receive it from the Brahmin family. Because the father is now establishing both a religion and a kingdom at the same time. There won't just be the father in the kingdom, there will also be the family. Be loving to the father and also be loving to the family. You have become knowledgeable, but it is also essential to be loving at the same time. Stay in your self-respect and also give regard. Both are essential. As soon as you children took your Brahmin birth, the father gave you respect, and this was how you became so elevated. You have to give respect in this one birth, and you will receive respect, the reward of it, throughout the whole cycle. For half a cycle, you receive the respect of having a right to the kingdom, and for half a cycle, on the path of devotion, you receive respect from the devotees. However, the basis for the whole cycle of this is to give respect in this one birth and to receive respect. Even now, Bapdada is seeing children everywhere abroad. Some are celebrating this meeting in the night, and others are celebrating this meeting in the day. In order to increase the speed of your service, you also have such a good daddy, Daddy Janki. It is like that, is it not? When she sees even a little weakness, she gives class upon class about that. When any children from this land or abroad find any subject to be laborious. The main reason for that is a lack of love in their hearts. Love means to remain absorbed in love. You don't have to make effort to remember someone you love. It is difficult to forget someone you love. If you have to make effort, the remedy for that is to check the love in your heart. Is there a leakage anywhere? When there is attachment to a person's speciality, to a facility, or to any salvation or extra salvation, that being facility or support, then enough salvation is all right, but sometimes you have love or attachment to extra salvation. You would continue to remember that salvation. The sign of that is when there is a leakage, there won't be the experience of constant contentment in your life for some reason or other. One reason or another will make you experience discontentment. Whereas where there is contentment, the sign of that is that there will be constant happiness. You will be constantly smiling like a spiritual rose. You will remain in bloom and not have an off mood. You will remain constantly double light. So do you understand? Now save yourself from labouring. But Dada does not like it when you children have to labour. You have laboured for half a cycle. Now enjoy yourselves. Remain absorbed in love. Experience the pearls of love at the bottom of the ocean of knowledge. Do not just take a dip and come out of the ocean, but remain merged in it. All of you have made a promise, have you not? That you will live with the Father and go back home with him. Have you made this promise? Will you go with him or follow him? Those who are ready to go with Baba, raise your hands. Are you ready? Raise your hands after careful consideration. To be ready means to be equal to the Father. Who will go back with him? Those who are equal will go back with him. So will you go back with him? Are you ever ready? Is the first row ever ready? Are you ever ready? If you are given an order tomorrow to go with him, will you go with him? You householders, will you go with him? Will you not remember your children? Will you mothers go with Baba? Are you mothers ready? Will you not remember anyone? Will you teachers remember your centres and your students? Will you not remember them? Acha, have all of you become free from attachment? That is very good. Then you won't have to labour, will you? Today, Bap Dada wants to make everyone free from having to labour, whether you are sitting in front of the Father or sitting in the Father's heart while sitting at a distance. Will you become that? You have applauded, but will you become that? From tomorrow, no one will go to the daddies. You won't make them make effort on you, will you? You will meet them for enjoyment. You will not go to the zonal heads. You will not complain. You will be complete. Is that okay? Now raise your hands. raise your hands after careful consideration. Do not raise them just like that. There are no complaints. No one has the consciousness of mine, and no one belongs to you. I doesn't exist. Mine doesn't exist. They have finished. Look, you made a promise, and that is good. Congratulations. However, it is just that you don't take the benefit of that promise. You very quickly make a promise, but in order to take the benefit of it, first of all, have the realization of it every day, and secondly, revise it. Revise your promise every day. What did I promise? After the meeting at Amritvela, make a chart of the balance of the two. The promise, Veda, and its benefit, Veda. What did you promise? What benefit are you taking? Realize this and revise it. When there is a balance, it will be all right. Bapdada knows that those who are having the meetings have made this promise. Bapdada has seen that you make very good plans, which Bapdada likes. What does Bapdada want? Bapdada wants just one expression. Use everything in a worthwhile way. Be successful. All the treasures you have, all the powers you have, thoughts, words and actions are also powers. Time is a treasure and also a power. You have to use all of it in a worthwhile way, whether it is physical wealth or spiritual treasures. You have to use everything in a worthwhile way. You have to receive the certificate of being an embodiment of success. Use everything in a worthwhile way and enable others to use everything they have in a worthwhile way. If someone is not using something in a worthwhile way, then do not say anything or give corrections. But do it with your good wishes, pure feelings, and by constantly giving pure regard, and thereby enable them to use everything in a worthwhile way. Do not just correct them. If you have to correct them, then let it be with forgiveness, and then that correction. Give teachings through your form of forgiveness. Be merciful. Be merciful. Your merciful form will definitely show the fruit of the correction. Look, nowadays, even when surgeons perform an operation, what do they do first? They put you to sleep with anesthetic. And then they operate on you. They do not operate on you before that. They apply a tincture. First they blow, and then they apply a tincture. So you too, first of all, have to become merciful, and then give correction. And this will create an impact on them. Otherwise, when you begin to correct them, they are already cleverer than you. So a teacher would not take a correction from a teacher. So when you tell them a point, don't do this but do this, they will have 10 points to cut off. They will have 10 points to cut you off. Therefore, forgiveness and correction should go together. So the theme of this 70th anniversary is to use everything in a worthwhile way, enable others to use everything in a worthwhile way, and become an embodiment of success. Use everything in a worthwhile way. You want to become double light? Therefore, use everything in a worthwhile way. Even use your sanskars in a worthwhile way. Make your original sanskars, your deity sanskars, and the eternal sanskars of the soul emerge. Have a creation ceremony of the wrong sanskars. Enable your original eternal sanskars to emerge. Everyone now has this one complaint in particular. I cannot change my sanskars. I cannot change my sanskars. All of you have made a promise to remain free from labouring, have you not? Everyone raised their hands. Take a photo. So now, for 1 minute, underline this promise in your heart with determination. Make it firm in your heart. Then there was drill. Acha. To all you children everywhere who have self-respect, to those who always have love for the Father in their hearts, to the elevated souls who have love for everyone, to the intense effort-making children who remain constantly free from labouring and who experience liberation in life, to the blissful children who constantly keep a balance between the promise they make and the benefit they take from that promise, to those who remain constantly in pleasure and who also enable others to stay in pleasure, to such confluence-age children who have a right to the elevated fortune, love and remembrance from Bapdada, and blessings from the heart of the Comforter of Hearts. Love, remembrance and namaste. To the daddies, are you all right? Everyone is happy to see you. The father and the children, everyone is happy to see both of you. Both of you are equal. You are loved by everyone. Everyone has special love for the daddies. Everyone has a lot of love. Those who become instruments also have responsibility, and so they also receive just as much love, because they receive a lift of love and blessings from everyone in their lives. You who become instruments also receive a lift. However, there can be a lot of benefit when the gift of a lift is kept with you at all times. These are the extra blessings that you receive. For any task, whether it is a godly task or for the service of the Yajna, those who become special instruments receive the lift of both blessings and love. Love is such that it performs wonders. Today, if you ask anyone in the world what he wants, he will say, I want love, I want peace. However, that can only be received with love. So, love, soul-conscious love, is the most elevated of all. Blessing. May you become free from forgetting the Father and making mistakes by having the awareness of your combined form and thereby become a constant yogi. The children who experience themselves to be combined with the Father automatically receive the blessing of "May you be a constant yogi." This is because wherever they may be, they continue to experience a meeting. No matter how much someone tries to make them forget him, they are free from forgetting him. Such children who never forget the Father are dearly loved by the Father, and so they are constant yogis, because the sign of love is natural remembrance. Maya cannot shake even a nail, a tiny part of their thoughts. Slogan: instead of making excuses, find a solution, and you will claim a right to receive blessings. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Be introverted, and with the practice of churning this knowledge, remain constantly intoxicated in alokic intoxication. Then none of the problems of this world will attract you. Just as military people go underground to save themselves from the impact of bombs, etc., in the same way, when you practice being introverted and underground in your soul conscious stage, the things of extroversion will not disturb you. Om Shanti.